planet flat. It's a new year, new start, and do we have any new dawns? We'll have all the latest in the January transfer window, plus reaction from our midweek match against Rangers on Tuesday night. Aberdeen Women open 2022 with our SWPL match against Spartans. We hear from co-manager Gavin Beath. Plus, we have all the latest dawns and supporters news on the AFC Dawnscast on Thursday, the 20th of January. And welcome to the first AFC Dawnscast of 2022. It's Graham here to take you through the rest of the season. Hope you all had a good Christmas and New Year. Let's get straight into it then. And our first match following the winter break was against Rangers at Pittodrie on Tuesday night in front of a 16,000 plus crowd. And a wrong penalty decision cost the Dons a win over Rangers after a controversial draw within seconds of avoiding punishment when goalkeeper Alan McGregor caught Ryan Hedges inside the box. Rangers took the lead through Ioannis Hadji in the first half. Lewis Ferguson, whose head hit the arm of Morelos at close range, marked his 150th club appearance by sending McGregor the wrong way with a low spot kick in the second half to make it even Stevens. Aberdeen kept the pressure on. Lewis Brindley tipped a Morelos volley away from the top corner. Then Kent was shown a second yellow for a challenge on Scott Brown, who gleefully clapped Kent off the pitch. Conor McLennan was inches away from connecting with Christian Ramirez as Aberdeen pushed for a late winner, with Hedges then stabbing wide as a frenetic match ended with a point apiece.
Well, Stephen, does that feel like 2 points dropped or one game after that one?
It feels like two dropped. I think with the quality the boys showed, the energy, I think we were the dominant team throughout, despite the lack of the penalty at the right time and us switching off for the only moment we really switched off in the game. We were heavily punished. But it does, it feels like 2 points dropped when it comes like that.
Was it a penalty on Hedges?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think when the goalkeeper comes out, doesn't get near the ball and hits your forward player, it's a penalty kick, no doubt.
You looked to have added some gears in different areas as well.
Yeah, the boys have looked after themselves over the little break as well, which is important. Great group of professionals that work hard, and I think they get a little bit of a reward tonight. They're still, again, hugely frustrated not to win, which shows a lot about them. And it's important that we keep building. That's the biggest, most important thing from here.
What is the biggest thing in terms of the way that you play, maybe the tactics that you use, that you'll take forward into what is a very hectic schedule over the next couple of weeks?
I think we believe we can beat anybody, and I think that's important. I think the boys showed that tonight. You're sitting a goal down at half-time against the champions, and there wasn't a fear there. There wasn't a fear from the start, and we've come out second half, and we look like we're into this. We're going to potentially win the game. So I think that's brilliant from the group of players, and that's what I'm pleased with.
Yeah, there was perhaps a wee bit of anxiety around the start of the season when things weren't going so well, when the plan maybe wasn't being executed in the right manner. But now, with the way this team is playing, with the way that crowd responded to that, it feels like there's a real momentum and impetus around Aberdeen at the moment.
Yeah, there's you're asking players to do things, and there's a bravery attached to it as well. It's easy to go into your shell in a game like that, in an atmosphere like that, but it's all down to the players taking it and running with it, really, to be fair. If the players don't believe in it, it doesn't work. But they've had a little blip, we've all had a little blip, but we've come through the other side, and I think it's important we keep building.
And how impressed were you with Johnny Hayes, our Mirror TV man of the match tonight? He did a fantastic job for you on both sides of the pitch.
Yeah, we needed, after Calvin had to go off, we had to kind of cover Kent a little bit, and we just felt like he was the best option for us to do it. His pace, his energy, he picked up a yellow card for getting pushed over pretty much, was a bit crazy, but it's which makes it difficult then when he's playing against Kent, but he ended up managing. Kent ends up being the one that gets sent off, so he wouldn't have called that.
Yeah, and just finally, how is Calvin? Was that an injury concern he had as he came off?
I think he just had cramp. He looked like he was complaining a little bit earlier, and that was that. So he'll be all right. He's fine.
Great stuff. Well done tonight, Stephen.
Thanks.
Football
thank
match
you.
That had just about everything when you think about it. What's the overriding emotion after that one?
Disappointment. I've been beaten up Pittodrie before and probably felt bad. Just because obviously there's a bit of niggle in the fixture, I suppose. But honestly, it's a big game. They're obviously the league champions. Come to our place, and we don't want to lose, and obviously go win the game. We felt at half time we showed a bit of naivety in conceding the goal. Lacked a bit of probably composure after a decision went against us, and we'll learn from that. We thought we'd give ourselves a solid base in second half, and I thought second half we went out right from the off. We intend to get back in the game. We get back in with the penalty, and so far even 11v11, I thought we were the better team. We were the ones looking to go win the game. Obviously even more so once Rangers went down to 10 men, but just felt maybe we lacked a little bit of composure in the final third. Could have done a couple of little half chances. As I said, it's just disappointing not to come away with 3 points tonight.
Did you feel Rangers were there for the taking in that second half especially?
Yeah. Well, I think the intent that we showed, not just the second half, from the off, we knew at times Rangers would have possession. Obviously got some very good footballers, we knew we'd have to deal with that and defend well as a team. For the majority, we'd done that. We tried to press high, win the ball up high, and obviously had some chances, some near misses, and obviously a big decision, but it looks like it went against us. It's disappointment, obviously, straight away. Game's not long finished, but we'll look to take the positives from that result, positives from the performance more so, and move on.
Yeah, what can you take from running the champions so close, from playing so well personally and as a team? Because I can tell you're crestfallen just now, but when you look back on that performance, it'll be with a great degree of pride as well.
I think for me, because we had wholesale changes in the summer all across the club, and it's going to take time for everyone to come together and work the way we wanted to work. We're slowly but surely getting there. So it's a positive sign that the fact that we're 1-0 down at home to a good team, we don't think let's keep it tight. We go straight from the kickoff. We obviously want to go attack and get back in, not just to draw the game, but to try to go win the game. I think obviously there's a bit of character shown. Couple of young lads in the team as well, and as I said, it's something to build on. We'll take the positive, which obviously a bit of character in the team. We'll look, obviously analyse it, I'm sure, with the team, and pick out some stuff that wasn't so good, but it's something to build on, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Johnny, finally, the individual display from yourself tonight. You're a Uber Eats Red TV man of the match. Well played.
Cheers, Chef. Thank you.
Cheers.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Aberdeen Women started their year with a loss against Spartans on Sunday. Spartans came from two goals down to win 3-2 at the Balmoral Stadium. In their first game since the winter break, the Dons led by two Francesca Ogilvy goals either side at the half-time. The visitors fought back through a Kayleigh Gibb goal and a Rebecca Galbraith double, were enough to take all 3 points. Here's Gavin Beath with the reaction.
Gavin, disappointment in the end there with a 3-2 defeat. How did you see that going?
Yeah, extremely disappointing. I think when you get yourself 2-0 in front of the game, you should be seeing outfield to get 3 points, if not at least coming away with one. But I think over the course of the game, I think it was evident right from the very start that it was going to be a tough day. It was going to be a really, really tough day. Not in terms of the opponent, they did really well. They got at us and they've got quality players in their team. But probably more just from our side of things, I think as a group, they looked a little bit leggy. It's like they needed the game. So it was a little bit slow. It probably wasn't intensity. It wasn't certainly not the quality that we'd expect from the group. So it's disappointing from that side of things. So it's something we just need to go back, work hard Tuesday, Thursday, and get ourselves ready for Hearts next weekend.
Francesca, a disappointing defeat, and maybe even more disappointing the fact that they were 2-0 up at the time.
Yeah, obviously you're 2-0 up, you're buzzing, you think and comfortable with 2-0 up, like not a lot can go wrong, and then within minutes you're 2-2, and then minutes later it's 3-2, and we just couldn't get a grip of the game when it went 3-2.
It was kind of a scrappy kind of start to the game. Was that just due to the long break, do you think?
Yeah, I think, well, we've only been back a week and a half. We got cancelled with the snow coming in Aberdeen, so we've only been back a week and a half. I think Spartans have had a couple of friendlies, not saying that that's an advantage for them. We should still be doing better, but yeah, I think only being back a week and a half does kind of make you a bit rusty, obviously, Christmas and New Year, but we still could have been better. I thought both teams were a bit scrappy, to be honest, and I think we kind of came down to that level as well. They just got the ball in the break and scored 3 good goals, so fair play to them.
Of COVID restrictions relaxed, and that meant the return to capacity crowds at the top flight of football in the Scottish Premiership this week. Celtic beat Hibs 2-0 at Celtic Park on Monday evening to close the gap on Rangers to 3 points. Recent signing Dyson Maeda scored after just 4 minutes of his debut, and Juranovic converted a 25th minute penalty to seal the victory. Josh Ginnelly scored both goals in the second half as third place Hearts beat bottom club St Johnstone 2-0 at Tynecastle on Tuesday night. St Mirren ended their long winless run with a 2-1 triumph at Tannadice as Dundee United's losing streak continued. Jay Henderson and Eamon Brophy scored for the Biddies before an Alan Power own goal reduced the deficit. Bruce Anderson's double earned Livingston a 2-0 home win over Dundee, who occupy the relegation playoff place and are now 5 points from safety. Ross County defeated Motherwell 3-1 in Dingwall, helped by two goals from Reagan Charles Cook, and despite having Jordan Tilson sent off, Jordan Roberts had earlier cancelled out an own goal from Sondre Solheim Johansson.
We've been rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine booster, starting with those most at risk. If you haven't had yours yet, it's time to roll up your sleeves. Evidence shows that after we're vaccinated, our immunity reduces gradually over time. And with Omicron around, the vaccine booster is the best way to build your protection back up. Let's help protect our loved ones, the NHS, and the progress we've made. Book your appointment now at nhsinform.scot.
It's been a quite quiet month in the transfer window for the Dons. One incoming, a couple outgoing, and some manoeuvres on our young loanees. Incoming is Dante Povara, who has signed a 2.5-year contract with the Dons. The 21-year-old midfielder played for Georgetown University and last week won the 2021 Men's MEC Herman Trophy. His international clearance was confirmed yesterday. Hannah Stewart has signed on with Aberdeen Women. The 25-year-old striker, who is a former under-19 international player, has previously played for Aberdeen Ladies, Glasgow City and Forfar Farmington, and has experienced playing in the top flight of women's football. Going the other way is the expected transfer of Ronald Hernandez, his loan being made permanent with Atlanta United. Also heading out is Matty Longstaff, who has returned to Newcastle after failing to break through at Pittodrie, and Austin Samuels, who returns to Wolverhampton Wanderers after making only 7 appearances for the Dons this season. There's been no firm moves yet for Calvin Ramsey, with reported interest from England and from the Serie A and Bundesliga. Dons boss Glass wants to keep the teen in his team, but admits Ramsey could exit this month if the right offer comes in. Stephen Glass has called on Blackburn Rovers to meet the Dons' asking price if they want to pry Ryan Hedges away from the club this month. Rovers had a bid rejected for Hedges in the summer and retain an interest in the Welsh forward, who is out of contract this summer. However, despite reports, the club haven't submitted a fresh bid for the 26-year-old this month. Instead, Rovers would prefer to sign Hedges on a pre-contract deal that would see him arrive at Ewood Park on a free transfer in the summer.
More Dons news
straight after this.
I'd like to welcome a new member to the Major Investigations Unit, DS Jen Townsend.
There was an assault. Seth died of head injuries.
You had a leave of absence a couple of years ago. Can you tell me what that was about? Well, I expect you already know.
Need a bright future ahead of him. Just about to turn pro.
Was there anyone who might have wanted to hurt Seth?
I don't know if I should say.
The Bay returns Wednesday the 12th of January on ITV and ITV Hub.
The new series of The Bay continues on STV and ITV every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Ryan Duncan has extended his loan with Peterhead and will remain with the League One side until the end of the season. Hot on the heels of returning from his loan spell at Kelty Hearts, Conor Barron has signed a new 2.5-year deal and will stay with the Dons until the summer of 2024. Conor made 14 appearances for Kelty Hearts during his loan spell, scoring one goal, and is now set to force a place in the first team. Aberdeen FC under-18 captain Evan Towler has joined Elgin City on loan for the remainder of the season. Evan's recently signed a contract extension with the Dons until 2024. Mason Hancock has signed a one-year extension with the club and has joined Stirling Albion on loan for the remainder of the season. Mason signed for Aberdeen in August 2020 after a successful trial. The 18-year-old from South London previously had spells at Woking and Oxford United. Mason captained the Aberdeen B side in the Challenge Cup this season, leading them to wins over Brora Rangers and Arbroath, and has been on the bench on several occasions for the first team. He'll join Stirling side, who are now managed by former Dons captain Darren Yang. Michael Ruth has had his loan spell at Falkirk cut short, returning to Pittodrie. Michael, who signed a contract extension with the Dons in 2020, featured 13 times for the Bairns, scoring 4 goals. Meanwhile, Bolton Wanderers, Forest Green Rovers and Port Vale are all reportedly keen to land Dean Campbell on a loan in the January transfer window. Aberdeen have pulled out of contract talks with St Mirren's Jamie McGrath. The Dons were pursuing the St Mirren player, who was available on a free transfer with his contract coming to an end this summer and were believed to be close to securing a deal. But the Republic of Ireland international now looks poised to head south with reported interest from the English Championship. And St Johnstone manager Callum Davidson has said Aberdeen have not made a pre-contract move for their goalkeeper Xander Clark. The Dons have been one of the clubs linked with the Scotland squad goalkeeper, whose contract runs down in the summer. And you can keep up to date with all the latest transfer news on the Inverness Reds website. Oh, and other transfer news, but not to do with the club as it stands at the moment. Two former Dons players are on the move. Ash Taylor joins up with Derek McInnes at Kilmarnock from Walsall, and Graham Shinney has moved from Derby County to Wigan Athletic for a reported £30,000. And after 8 months of injury hell, there's light at the end of the tunnel for Aberdeen winger Matty Kennedy. The Northern Ireland international has not played at all this season due to a back injury. However, he found himself named in the squad that faced Rangers on Tuesday. And finally, the SPFL has confirmed some key dates for next season, which includes the Winter World Cup in Qatar from Monday the 21st of November to Sunday the 18th of December. The Scottish Premiership, Championship, League One and League Two will all begin on the weekend of July the 30th and 31st next season, with the Premiership breaking after fixture round 16 on November the 12th and 13th and resuming the weekend before Christmas. The final match of next season in the Premiership is scheduled for May the 27th and 28th, 2 weeks later than this season. Clubs in the other divisions has opted to continue playing through the World Cup period and will conclude their fixtures on the first weekend in May before the playoffs get underway.
Expo 1, what's your location?
We're acting on intel. There's a bomb factory.
Our police! On me!
My gut tells me we're dealing with sophisticated bombers.
He knows how to move, knows how to behave like a firearms officer.
It's an organised terrorist cell.
I'm bomb disposal, I need you to stay still for me, okay?
You need to hurry!
50 seconds.
No, wait.
Realise the bombers could be here, watching every move we make.
They know call out times, how we think, how we move, everything.
You know they're attacking public sites in London.
How the hell are the bombers getting military-grade explosive?
Someone knows something.
Oh, my God.
Trigger Point starts on ITV and STV on the 23rd of January. It's the fourth round of the Scottish Cup coming up this weekend, and we face Edinburgh City at Pittodrie for our 3 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. Tickets for the match are still on sale, priced at £15 for adults, £10 for concessions and £5 for under-12s. And as a thank you to supporters who qualified for a partial refund on last season's season ticket but were able to leave this with the club, these supporters will receive their ticket for this match free of charge. You need to order your free ticket online, and there's more details on how to do this on the club website. And if you can't make it to the game, it'll be available to watch on Red TV on pay-per-view or if you are a subscriber. The other games in the Scottish Cup this weekend are tonight it's Hibs versus Cove Rangers for the 7:45 kickoff at Easter Road. Tomorrow night, Rangers are at home to Spartans at Ibrox, also at 7:45 p.m. The early kickoff on Saturday is Auchinleck Talbot versus Hearts. That's a 12:30 p.m. kickoff at Beechwood Park. Then it's 3 p.m. kickoffs between Ayr United and St Mirren. Banksadee are at home to Raith Rovers. Clydebank versus Annan Athletic. Dundee are away to Dumbarton, as are St Johnstone away to Kelty Hearts. Kilmarnock are at home to Dundee United. Livingston versus Ross County. Greenock Morton are away to Motherwell. Partick Thistle versus Airdrieonians. Peterhead versus East Kilbride. And it's Arbroath versus Darvel. And at 5:30 p.m, Allo Athletic versus Celtic. And looking ahead to next Tuesday, we have another midweek league fixture against St Mirren for the 7:45 p.m. kickoff in Paisley. Tickets for this match are on sale. Adults for £22, concessions £12 and under-12 £6, and can be ordered from the ticket office or online at afc.co.uk/e-tickets. You'll also be able to watch the match online via St Mirren TV on pay-per-view, or it's included as part of your Red TV subscription if you're a subscriber. Then there are five other matches in the Premiership on Wednesday evening, all 7:45pm kickoffs. Dundee United are at home to Ross County. It's Celtic away to Hearts. Hibs are away to Motherwell. Rangers are at home to Livingston, and it's St Johnstone versus Dundee. And that's your lot for this week. I'll be back on Tuesday evening with the reaction from our Scottish Cup match against Edinburgh City. If you're heading to the match on Saturday, have a good one. Till next Tuesday, stay safe and stand free.
Don's News, next Tuesday evening from 8.